Governor Tom Wolf ordered Pennsylvania's K-12 schools to remain closed indefinitely to help slow the spread of COVID-19. As WPSU's Ann Danahy reports, school districts, teachers, and parents are trying to make the most of what's left of the school year.
If you had a mermaid, which biome would she live in?
She would live in the ocean.
How do you know?
Mermaids are fishies, you know.
Yeah.
Fishies.
They're half
fishies fish, live in the ocean.
And they're half human.
Camille Yvette Welsh is talking with her 9-year-old and 6-year-old about the miniature biomes they made. They've also done some writing, along with crafts and bread baking.
I mean, I have to admit, it's kind of ambitious, and I suspect that will wear off as the weeks go on. But that's where we are.
Welsh says her family is lucky. She and her husband both teach at Penn State, so both are working from home. Still, she's happy school is starting back up, even if it is remote. Like other school districts in Pennsylvania, the State College area closed its schools and stopped doing in-person classes. But after a hiatus, State College returned to required classes last week. The difference is they're from home, not in person. Jackie Saylor teaches and is the district's social studies coordinator for 6th through 12th grades. She says the best part is being able to talk with the students and answer their questions. The switch has brought some challenges, which they're hammering out.
I think that we have incredible students and that we have incredible parents, administrators. The teachers are working really, really hard to provide students with meaningful learning opportunities. And that in the end, I think it's going to go well. I think that we're still working through some of the glitches.
Along with technology are other factors that have to be considered. An older child might need to look after a younger one, for example.
There's a lot of concern about students and families in terms of their mental health as well as their physical health, and making sure that what we're asking of students is reasonable within this current situation. It's distracting, I think. It's sometimes hard to concentrate and focus. There's so many things happening in the world around us right now.
All of this means readjusting expectations. After spring break, some social studies classes would have completed research papers. That could be a 6 to 8 week learning process.
We can't provide those supports. We can't provide that same level of instruction. So we are definitely scaling back what we are expecting of students.
To help figure out how to make the best of this new world, teachers have been working together.
I really liked that too. I think that we could cut each week in half though.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I think everything that's in there, I think it just needs to go a little slower.
Those are 9th grade English teachers having a planning meeting in Zoom. Among them is Danielle Ambrosia.
I met with my students virtually, and it was very uplifting to see them and to hear from them and to just reconvene as a class.
Ambrosia says they aren't taking formal attendance every time the class meets.
It's bigger than just curriculum content. It's about kids and their families, and we love them deeply. And so for us, you know, if we don't see you for a Zoom, we want to check in, make sure you're getting it, make sure you have the resources. We want to make sure that you're safe, that you're fed, that you're getting all the resources that you need.
Along with classes in Zoom, teachers are using an app to give students instructional material. One of the units planned for 9th graders is on memoirs. Ambrosia says some students may write about what's happening right now.
It's kind of like this perfect storm of your life has completely changed. There's a lot of meaning. I have students who have parents doing all sorts of essential jobs right now. And so I think they're also experiencing, you know, early adulthood in this way that's unprecedented.
All of these changes can be a challenge for both the students and their families and the teachers and theirs.
I think it's different depending on who you talk to. It's a big shift in, you know, how a teacher typically does their job and typically interacts with kids. For some, it's a little easier with a change. For others, it's really difficult.
Eugene Ruccio is an earth science teacher at State High and president of the State College Area Education Association. Ruccio says the district worked to find a way to give students the structure they need and allow for flexibility for families and teachers. He thinks they've struck a good balance, but that doesn't mean it's the same as in-school learning.
We'd be doing labs right now where they're collecting data and really engaging in science and not staring at a computer screen. And we could take them outside even if we were to do that. I can't think of an experience that we're doing online that is better than doing it in a classroom.
Governor Tom Wolf has closed all K-12 schools indefinitely. While the state is encouraging districts to continue offering educational materials, districts have a choice in how that's done. more formal planned instruction, or less formal enrichment activities. Brian Toth is superintendent of St. Mary's School District in Elk County. He says the first step for St. Mary's has been connecting with families.
People first has been our mantra here, their health, their safety, and for example, getting food out to kids. Kids aren't going to be interested in learning if they're hungry.
The second step is moving to planned online instruction.
I look at this as an opportunity for us. We've always complained about cyber charters and we say we can do it better. So now's a way to show we can do things better.
The district has had training sessions for teachers, and like other districts, they're using apps like Google Hangout.
We were able to round up some of our tech-savvy teachers, and they offered to do different sessions throughout the day for their colleagues on these avenues of how do I do any online work with my students.
They're working with local internet service providers to connect about a dozen families without service. If that's not possible, the principal will make sure students get the classwork. The State Department of Education does not have an estimate for how many districts are offering planned instruction or just enrichment activities. But either way, the state won't penalize districts that don't offer the required 180 days of schooling. Carol Stolte lives in Bellefonte in Center County with her boyfriend and 7-year-old son. She's a waitress, and right now that means she's out of work. She says they're playing games, doing puzzles, and enjoying things together they don't normally have time for.
We're very on the go, always busy family. And so for us to all be together all the time is very different, but I'm super grateful. It's almost like we needed this.
Her 7-year-old has autism and ADHD. She says he thrives on a schedule.
We pick a bird every day to learn about. Today's bird is peregrine falcon. We learned all about the peregrine falcon and watched a couple YouTube videos on how they hunt. And we're just kind of taking it really day by day, but at the same time, trying to maintain some sort of sense of normalcy.
As the number of COVID-19 cases in Pennsylvania continues to climb, it seems likely Stolte and other families might be helping their children learn from home for the rest of the school year. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.